We'd like to welcome everyone to this morning to this special council meeting for the Mesa City Council on Thursday, December 19th, 2013. We have everybody here. And so we'll begin with our first item on the agenda is to take action, discuss and take action to approve the preliminary site plan and elevations on the Cubs spring training facility site for the hospitality and retail development. And I won't read the rest.
Mayor.
Mr. Brady.
Mayor and Council, good morning. What we'd like to do this morning is I'll ask Mr. Rigby if he'll just give a short presentation that'll cover really all of the items related to the proposed hotel development. So that would be items 1A through to
C.
C. And have that presentation for you and deal with the issues related to the all related to the hotel first. Also want to mentioned that Mr. Bob Yost and Lon Palmer are also here in the audience with us today. So if that's okay with you, Mr.
Yeah, that's fine. And let's just summarize. Item 1A is a site plan. Item 2A is a development and option agreement. And item 2B is a real estate sales agreement. Item 2C is a amendment to the facilities use agreement with Chicago Cubs. These are all related to the same transaction.
That's correct.
So they're just because you have all these various agreements and things that they're in four different items on the agenda, but they are basically the same transaction.
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Rigby.
Good morning, Mayor, members of Council.
Good morning.
Happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus? Did you, what, you just decorated your Festivus pole or something?
Got a pole last night.
Got a pole last night. Good. Good.
Wrestling goes on tonight.
Glad to hear that.
We want to step back a little bit and talk about the whole Riverview project, which is approximately 140 acres. And just we have this map we wanted to pull up that shows the different components of the Riverview project. As you remember, going from west to east, we have city fields, which during spring training the Cubs can use, but after spring training the city and the citizens of Mesa can use. Then we have the team facilities, which is that central building there where they have their club facilities, and then they have their practice fields. The different thing that you may have not seen in the past is there was a seventh practice field. There had been some discussion in the past about a college team potentially coming and locating there and operating out of there. But with that not going forward,
a college team? It's now nameless, right? Okay, just a college team. That's good. That's fine. Go ahead.
Anyway, moving on.
Good luck. I go with Wilkes. Or, yeah.
So, but now we've put that into additional parking area. That's public parking. So we picked up the additional public parking. Then we have the stadium. And then we have just to the east of the stadium is these large green areas that are our game day parking, as well as what we've been talking about from day one back and even during the election cycle for what has affectionately been called Wrigleyville West. And in our agreements with the Cubs, it's what's called as the option agreement areas. And if you think back is in our original agreements with the Cubs, we have a commitment to provide so much parking, as well as we have a separate agreement with them that allows them, if they perform on some initial things, to move forward and do commercial development in this area along what we call the Paseo, which is looking fantastic. It was out there pouring concrete yesterday. So, and they have an ability, if they perform, to develop up to 3 acres of commercial along that Paseo. We still would retain the responsibility to do parking for events.
Okay, so as that, just so we're sure, right now it shows those as two nice green areas. If you go out there, they're all grass. Eventually, along the Paseo, there will be 3 acres, you know, basically an acre and a half on either side, commercial pads that would develop out.
Correct.
But the area, if that developed, then we wouldn't have grass behind those areas because we'd have to develop a parking for that retail space that developed retail and entertainment space that developed in those 3 acres, right?
Correct.
So while it shows really nice green grass right now, the anticipation would be that those would develop and then there would have to be hard surface year-round parking would replace the grass.
Correct.
And that, as right now, that would be the city's responsibility. We would maintain ownership of that property, and that would be our responsibility, unless we negotiated otherwise, but it would be our responsibility to build and maintain that hard surface parking, right?
Under the current agreement with the Cubs, that parking is our responsibility.
All righty. Because I know in the past, we've never really seen something that shows that these two parcels actually developed out, and so you sort of think that maybe it's going to stay grass forever, but that was never the long-term plan of these two properties.
Correct.
These two parcels, I mean.
Right now, the current agreements between the city and the Cubs have some certain performance dates that the Cubs are coming up against. One of them is either opening a restaurant or commercial space of 10,000 square feet, or providing a payment to the city before the first game of spring training if they have not completed that. So
that would have been to maintain their rights to continue to develop,
purchase
the property.
Which then triggers their ability to continue to develop.
Okay. And if they didn't develop, I think what we talked about is our intention was if the Cubs didn't develop, the city, we would get somebody to develop that spot. Because so eventually that would end up as commercial.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. So just kind of encapsulate what we just kind of discussed is, you know, from day one we've talked about developing that area for both commercial and retail and hospitality. Cubs really taking the lead on the retail and restaurants, particularly looking for those connections back to the Midwest and the Chicago area. And the Mesa really focused on the hospitality. I think over the past 9-12 months, we've had quite a few discussions with different hospitality groups, as well as different retail groups that have come in to look at the different sites out there. And again, this is what we call the Wrigleyville Commercial Development Area. Mayor, to your point, that where the Cubs would particularly develop is right along that Paseo, and then behind that, we'd still have the responsibility to do parking. Just as far as development, it's about 9.5 acres, but once you put all improvements in, it's really closer to about 8.5 on the north side of Paseo, on the south side, just about 6 acres. We've had a lot of discussion. One of our most recent and why we're here today is we have had extensive discussions with BCY Development, which is Mr. Lon Palmer and Bob Yost. They're a Mesa-based hospitality group. They have come in and proposed to build a 175-room Starwood, Sheraton full-service hotel. That hotel would have a restaurant, bar, spa, fitness center, pool, as well as a 12,000 square foot conference center. In order to move forward, the city, as again, we don't want to do the land banking scenario. We want to see actually construction move forward. So one of the commitments that BCY and the city have come to an agreement on is the hotel must start construction by June 30th of 2014. I will let you know that they have and staff has already met to start that discussion, looking at what the process would have to be to get them through site plan and design review. Once they start construction, now that's the outside date. They can start before that out there on site, after the first day of spring training is over this coming season. We encourage them to get out on site. They have to be started by June 30th, 2014, and must be completed no later than December 31st, 2015.
What if they don't start by June 30th, 2014?
Well, the city has certain protections. One is we can make the choice to pull that property back. We have on the property reverter. Again, it's back to the issue that we want to see progress and development occur, not land banking. In their discussions, they have a very aggressive goal. They'd love to get out there and get started. And hopefully, if things were to go well, they'd be ready for spring Super Bowl of 2015, which is January, or spring training of 2015. So they have a definite incentive, not just
the idea is if they don't start construction, then they lose their development rights, and the city would be able to maintain or
pull that property back,
or pull that property and maintain ownership of the property if they can't start.
Correct.
Okay.
As part of that, they also are proposing to bring retail to the project, to bring at least 20,000 square feet of retail space to that area. They're primarily hotel developers. We provide an additional opportunity to do that. For that retail, it has to start by December 31st of 2016, and completion must occur prior to should be June 30th, 2018, not June 20th. Sorry about that. So just kind of we'll blow this up here, but this kind of gives you an idea. This is all development taking place on the north side of Paseo. In that southeast corner of that Paseo, up against that lake, you'd see where the hotel Starwood is the master brand, and then the individual brand would be Sheraton. That would go on that corner. Tucked behind that is the conference center, then retail along the front side. One thing I want to point out is, in consideration of the Cubs and their opportunities to do development, we have carved out on that north side a 12,000 square foot pad that if they so choose to move forward with development, they could go in and purchase and develop. They have a requirement under our option agreement to develop on their next tier development up. They need to develop 10,000 square feet of rentable space, and so we've carved out that area for them if they decide to purchase and move forward. So this is a bigger site plan. As you will see again, you'll have the Sheraton down in the southeast corner. So if you were to come up Riverview Drive, which is off Rio Salado, you have that front entrance there. One of the things that we've talked to them about is getting away from a typical suburban type of development and more of an urban feel. So as you notice, we've worked with them to pull the development up close to the Paseo. So what you'll see is that Paseo, which is currently already out there today, you'll have one drive lane, then angled parking, and then those buildings would be pulled up right close to the Paseo. So it creates kind of that urban feel. On game day or outside of game day, people would be walking up and down that, tables and chairs out front. Part of this also shows one of the commitments that BCY has in order to move forward is to meet the requirements for public parking for the Cubs in both the city. And we'll talk about this a little bit later. In this back area, in the kind of northwest quadrant of the development site, they have to develop, operate, and maintain, and provide access to the Cubs and to the city during spring training games and during city stadium events, 225 parking spaces that can be utilized for those type of events. Just a little bit more about some site elevations, because we're asking for a direction from you today about this. Again, the top row is, if from left to right, left would be the Cubs parcel, retail parcel there on the corner. Moving to the right is retail in between that, and then the tall structure towards the end would be the hotel component. And you can see different views around that. This is the Paseo. This is kind of looking down upon it, is the idea is to pull the sidewalks and seating areas as close as possible to the Paseo, so there's a sense of activity, that the buildings are pulled up, that they're seating tables out front so people can mingle whether they're going to the game or to the hotel or to the retail beside that. We want that flow of interaction.
It's hard to see, but that's a top-down approach.
Instead of bottom-up, yes.
Yes, I just want to make sure we're clear because, you know, it's sort of a blur up there.
Okay. So there are several agreements that have to move forward in order for the project to move forward. First one is a purchase agreement. BCY, under this agreement, would purchase approximately 8.4 acres for a little over $2.7 million. Upon closing, which could happen as soon as first part of next year, would be a cash payment up front of approximately $915,000, $252. And then part of what we talked about is BCY is committing to design, construct, and maintain and provide up to those 225 parking spaces for use by the Cubs and city. And the value of that is about $1.8 million. And we actually, the more we look at it, we think it's even higher than that because of the other improvements we're going to do out there along the Paseo as well. Again, if the hotel does not start construction by June 30th, Mayor, you're talking about this, the city has the right to repurchase that property for that $915,000. And then we can go out and look for additional developers to take their place. If BCY performs on the initial hospitality and retail components and they have a desire to move forward, and the other part of that is they have to work out an understanding with the Cubs, allow the Cubs to enable them to move forward. They can move forward to the south side. In order to have that ability to move to the south side, there is an option payment of $635,000 that does not go towards the payment of a purchase on the south side. If they want to go on the south side, it's $9 a square foot. But one of the key things, they still have to work out an agreement with the Cubs because the Cubs still retain their ability to develop under the terms of the option agreement. So with that, the Cubs have agreed to enable this BCY project to proceed. They have what we affectionately call in the agreements the removed property, this 8.4-acre site that will remove from the option agreement, which will allow the city to move forward to sell this property whether it's BCY, and if BCY can't move forward on the project, we can find another developer to step in and to purchase that as well. In consideration of this, the Cubs have requested, and the city is agreeable, that in lieu of their willingness to let this project go forward, that the city is agreeable to having them deemed satisfied their initial commitment of either building 10,000 square feet of retail or restaurant, or pay that $250,000 requirement. By agreeing to this, we're agreeing to say that they've met that commitment and that they additionally have additional time to move forward on future development. We agreed to push that date out to December 2015. All the while, the Cubs still retain the ability to do additional development on the south side of the Paseo, that pad that we carved out on the north side of Paseo, as well as the east option property. Again, they still have up to 3 acres to develop as they perform under the terms of the existing agreement. The Cubs acknowledge that BCY has the intention to move forward with additional improvements on the south side and that they'll work together. And just again, in the event all this does not move forward, we don't come to full agreement with BCY and we don't execute documents or we don't close on the property and this project goes away, the Cubs base requirement still is alive, meaning that they still have a February 27th, 2014 deadline either to construct 10,000 square feet of retail or make that $250,000 permit payment. Again, staff is seeking approval of the resolutions to move forward in the agreements, as well as preliminary site plan and design review. Let me just make a point. That does not eliminate BCY's requirement to go through the typical site plan and design review component that they'll go through. But we wanted to get you guys an opportunity to see this so you feel comfortable what the type and scale of the development would be. Open to any questions.
And I liked how you put questions in fine print on that last. Usually there's a separate slide with the gigantic questions, and this was at the bottom. But that's good. I like that. Question. I'm assuming that we are going to expedite site plan and design review process so that we will not be a impediment to.
Yeah, we're going to work with.
We're going to facilitate, Mayor.
Facilitate.
We're going to facilitate a customized.
We're not going to be an impediment to our own success. So we're
Government has never acted like that. Never. Okay, good. I assume that. I know that was an easy question. I assume that
Mayor, our preference would be to work with them. So we would love for them to be started as early as possible after this current spring training season. Yeah. The sooner they can get ground and get.
I mean,
going.
In a perfect world, we'd love the last game next day they break ground.
Absolutely, but, that would be our goal. Yeah.
Okay, Councilman Richens.
Just thrilled to see how this has unfolded and the interest in the site. I think. The interest in the site shows that we got a lot of things right out there. You know, I think the park and has come together really nicely, and just you know, want to thank all those people that have been involved in putting that together. It looks really good. I'm excited about this project. I like where it's been headed as we work through the site plan and how the developers have responded to the site plan. We're going to need to be really careful about shepherding the design process through that the Paseo and the parking and the streetscape there gets done just right, that there's plenty of room for people to go by, but it also activates the area appropriately. And the elevations, we're going to need to do some work on those elevations. So far so good. Really thrilled with the developer and your team working with the city and really looking forward to this project moving forward. Thanks.
Thank you. Councilman Kavanaugh.
Thank you. I also want to compliment BCY and staff for moving ahead this, as well as the Cubs for working with it. It's come a long way from when Councilwoman Higgins introduced us to BCY and started discussions, and the process has moved in a very positive direction, and I think this will be a stellar asset to that whole area. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? I think we answered most of them. Okay.
Move approval of all the items.
Okay, so yeah, let's make sure. Does anyone have an objection to handling all four items, 1A, 2A, 2B, and 2C as a single motion? Okay. We have a motion then to approve these four items from Councilman Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Summers. Any further discussion? And once again, when we first started this process, and the Vice Mayor whispered this in my ear, so I'll give him credit, but he's too shy to speak up. So I will speak up on his behalf because it was a good point. When we first started this process, if you remember, we initially started with the Cubs on a renovation plan of Hohokam, and it evolved into an overall plan to create a special place that included commercial development. And I think if you've gone out there, if you've driven by there, if you even look at the renderings, it's turned out pretty well. And I think that the city will and its citizens will have their first up-close look on January 25th when we actually have the formal opening of it. But the idea was that we would create a combination baseball site, but also commercial and a revamped and renewed and incredibly upgraded Riverview Park. As we see this develop, this is a huge step in that because it's beautiful even with the two grass fields, but the ultimate goal was to have that Wrigleyville West component. And I'm excited and I think we're all excited. We're a little understated just because it's 7:30 in the morning, okay? but we're all excited to see this come to this point because this is right in line with where I think we started almost 5 years ago now on this adventure, you might want to say. So it's exciting to see not only a property being developed, but the Sheraton brand as part of this. I think that was what the ultimate goal was, and for a time there, it looked like that would be an elusive goal. Things have turned out pretty well. Thank you to Bob and Lon and the others who have stepped up and I think provided us with a pretty good project and who understand the vision. And you've seen that as we've worked with them in the site plan and in the design and the elevations. And I'm excited, and I think all of us are excited to see this part of this central theme, central part of the objective realized. So if there's no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is item 2D, approving and authorizing city manager to execute a solar services agreement and performance guarantee agreement with Solar City for the purchase and sale of solar services through the finance, design, installation, operation. I don't know how deep you want to get. We've had these conversations before on other issues.
I think, Mayor, if you don't mind, maybe Mr. Boucher can just give us a brief overview of this specific project and where it's going to be and how it'll work, and then we'll go from there.
And maybe if this deviates from the other ones we've discussed before,
let us know where it's going to be and how we're going to implement it. Let's just go to that point.
Good morning, Mayor, Council. Scott Boucher, Deputy Director of Environmental and Sustainability. Today, where it's proposal on the Red Mountain Library, and just a quick picture of it's a solar covered parking structure in front of the Red Mountain Library. So it's a twofold component that you get solar power for the building and also shaded parking for the customers that use the library. It's very similar, Mayor, as you pointed out, to what we've done before: solar services agreement and performance guarantee that. Basically, the solar vendor, Solar City, will design, install, own, and operate the system, and we just purchase the power that is generated from the system. And so there's two documents we're asking for approval today. It's the solar services agreement and then a performance guarantee, which lays out how much the system will produce. Just the details of this one specifically, it's a 352-kilowatt system. The pricing that we have is 6.2 cents per kilowatt hour, and that's fixed over a 20-year period. So in year 20, we're paying 6.2 cents per kilowatt hour also. The current rate at Red Mountain, it's actually all master metered at that East Mesa Service Center, is about 7.5 cents a kilowatt hour that we're paying. So in over time, SRP increases their rates typically. So we're projecting somewhere between $300,000-$440,000 of savings over that 20-year
period. So we have conservatively estimated that the SRP rates will not decrease over the years.
Yeah.
It's probably a wise budgetary approach. Thank you.
We've even conservatively we put these numbers here on a 2 or 3% escalation rate, whereas when you look at it historically, it's even higher than that. So
Well, if we're starting out below their current rate, I think we're probably pretty safe in assuming we're going to be spending less on electricity than we will with SRP.
Yes.
And we're getting covered parking for our patrons.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're doing renewable energy.
Exactly. So it's okay. A win-win-win.
And we're not paying for the installation.
No.
Or the operation.
Correct.
We have a motion to approve and a second from Councilmember Richens. Yes, a second from Councilmember Luna. Is there any discussion? Mr. Boucher, is there a point that you need to make that you want to make?
One thing I would like to say.
One thing
is the reason why we're bringing this one forward. Council had previously approved the public training center. As we started looking at that one in more detail, that was a newer building. We didn't have all of the data that we needed for the energy usage. Because of some fantastic work that facilities and engineering did, we've actually seen a significant decrease in the energy usage in that building. So the system that we were going to install there does not meet SRP's requirements that it produce less than 75% of the building's usage. So we're not going to be able to do the public training facility, which is a rooftop installation. So what we're essentially going to do is do the Red Mountain Library with covered parking instead of the public training facility. And so I wanted to let council know, because you guys had approved that previously, that it just doesn't meet SRP's requirements because we saved too much energy.
Well, and that's okay. You know, yeah. Once again, we do these for three reasons. And let's say, first of all, if we can save money, that's great. Secondly, especially the parking lot are very visible projects. This council decided years ago as part of one of our strategic initiatives, that we want to be a leader in renewable energies. And while I love rooftop installations, you know, if you're flying over in the helicopter or something, you see a rooftop installation. Generally, they're hidden from public view. So it's hard to set yourself out as a visible leader when you can't see the installations. Where in a parking lot, it's right there and people can see. The third thing is we get an added benefit. Covered parking is not a minor amenity in this city. And if we can accomplish both things and provide covered parking at no cost and get renewable and be a leader, and we can do it even for the same cost, I mean, we're still, I think, well far ahead of the game. So I appreciate you looking for opportunities. And I know that if we take that approach, there's a lot of other opportunities in this city that we can take advantage of. Okay, so we have. Are there five other discussions we want to have so we can drive Councilmember Summers crazy?
You've already had them.
Somebody had to. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. There are no further action, no further anything.
Mayor, we'll see.
Well, we have a study session. But we're going to adjourn the regular council meeting, the special council meeting, I'm sorry.